Welcome to the Daily Zen Tei Show, a reading of the Daily Zen Journal, which is derived from talks given to students and writings of the ancient masters. Each Tei Show will feature text from a selected volume, followed by commentary. The Tei Show is selected and interpreted by Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. The title of this Tei Show is Skeletons, Part 2, excerpted from Wild Ways, Zen Poems of Ikkyu. Translated by John Stevens. One night, I came to a lonely little temple, looking for a place to rest. I was far off the main road, at the base of a mountain, seemingly lost in a vast plain of repose. The temple was in a field of graves, and suddenly a pitiful-looking skeleton appeared, speaking these words: "This world is but a fleeting dream, so why be alarmed at its evanescence? Your span of life is set, and entreaties to the gods to lengthen it are to no avail. Keep your mind fixed on the one great matter of life and death. Life ends in death. That's the way things are. The vagaries of life, though painful, teach us not to cling to this fleeting world. Why do people lavish decoration on this set of bones, destined to disappear without a trace? The original body must return to its original place. Do not search for what cannot be found. No one really knows the nature of birth, nor the true dwelling place. We return to the source and turn to dust. We enjoyed ourselves together, the skeleton and I, and that elusive mind that generally separates us from the others gradually left me. The skeleton that had accompanied me all this while possessed the mind that renounces the world and seeks the truth. Many paths lead from the foot of the mountain, but at the peak, we all gaze at the single bright moon. If at the end of our journey there is no final resting place, then we need not fear losing our way. No beginning, no end. Our mind is born and dies. The emptiness of emptiness. Let up, and the mind runs wild. Control the world, and you can cast it aside. This is how the world is. Those who have not grasped the world's impermanence are astonished and terrified by such change. Rain, hail, snow, and ice. All separate, but when they fall, they become the same water of the valley stream. Without a bridge, clouds climb effortlessly to heaven. No need to rely on anything, Gautama Buddha taught. Gautama Buddha proclaimed the Dharma for 50 years, and then his disciple Kashyapa asked him for the key to his teaching. Buddha said, "From beginning to end, I have not proclaimed a single word," and held up a flower. Kashyapa smiled, and Buddha gave him the flower, saying these words: "You possess the wondrous mind of the true law." "What do you mean?" asked Kashyapa. "My 50 years of preaching," Buddha told him, "has been beckoning to you all the while, just like attracting a child into one's arms with the promise of a reward. This flower of the Dharma cannot be described in physical, mental, or verbal terms. It is not material or spiritual. It is not intellectual knowledge. Our Dharma is the flower of the one vehicle carrying all the Buddhas of the past, present, and future. It holds the 28 Indian and 6 Chinese patriarchs. It is the original ground of being, all there is. All things are without beginning, and thus all-inclusive. The 8 senses, the 4 seasons, the 4 great elements, earth, water, fire, wind. All originate in emptiness, but few realize it. Wind is breath, fire is animation, water is blood. When the body is buried or burned, it becomes earth. Yet these elements, too, are without beginning and never abide. Ikkyu, 1394 to 1481. Ikkyu skeletons teach in rich and evocative koan-like poems. Any one of them can be read alone, and in fact, each one deserves quiet contemplation rather than a single reading. Powerful in imagery and content, these skeletons have much to share. Certainly not traditional teachers, the skeletons personify death, one of our greatest teachers, and one many avoid speaking with until the game is almost up. When one keeps company with death, most of the things of daily life pale in comparison. The greater perspective is naturally perceived. It's much easier to tell the significant from the insignificant issues of life. Things become crystal clear, and the present moment becomes naturally elongated. Who doesn't have time to contemplate any one of the skeleton's poems when one is poised between being here and not here? Amidst the vitality of our lives, we carve out time for meditation and contemplation to create a life of depth and clarity as best we can. Who wants to wait till those last final moments to delve deeply into life's most basic questions? Gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhi svaha. Quietly yours, Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. Recording and audio production by a longtime friend of Daily Zen. Music by Ashat Danielyan and Dunbarton at Pixabay.com. To learn about Daily Zen, read journals and quotes, donate, or see the artistry of Daily Zen, please visit DailyZen.com. Thank you for listening, and may your way be clear.